Welcome to the South Cars Outreach Program. Join our training session in progress.
Good evening, this is KD0CDQ, Mike here, with the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. Tonight we are presenting an extra class, so hang around if you're listening in and enjoy. Welcome to the outreach program sponsored by the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This program has been established to help those wishing to learn more about our hobby and further assist those wishing to upgrade license status. This will be an in-depth course pertaining to what one should know when studying for an extra class license. This course will be conducted with two sessions weekly, which will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 2300 Zulu, each Tuesday, and at 7 p.m., 2300 Zulu, each Sunday evening. We've got actually three more classes to go. For those that are already licensed and wish either a refresher course or would just like to listen, please connect to our SCARS, that's S-C-A-R-S server, at either Echolink node number 96140 or IRLP node 9614, letting it drop. For those who are interested, please contact myself, Mike, Kilo Delta Zero, Charlie Delta Quebec, via email at VOIP at VOIPnet, one word, decimal, SouthCars, one word, decimal, com, C-O-M, to enroll in the class and be given directions as to the material required and the manner you will be connected into the course. The material being presented is formatted from data obtained from the ARRL and is simply being forwarded in a presentation format by SCARS. Should anyone take issue to some of the technical statements made, and in keeping without interrupting the class and session, please convey your comments or suggestions to the outreach program at VOIP at voipnet.southcars.com. It should be mentioned that this course covers only the requirements pertaining to the United States Part 97 rules and does not include other requirements that may be found in foreign countries. Should any other country other than the United States wish to have their own licensing session on this server, please drop us an email at VOIP at voipnet.southcars.com. Letting it drop. This session, this evening, as all the sessions, will be recorded and posted on our website. Now, if you want to listen on the website, you'll find it at www.voip.southcars.com. Now, please note, for all of our class members and instructors, it's extremely important that we stay on the same page during these classes. The only question pool and copy thereof that should be used when participating in this class should be the one found posted on our website. Publications from other sources may or may not be current and should not be used during this session. Do we have any emergency or out of the ordinary business that needs to be handled before we start this evening's program? Well, lucky for us, I see we have Rebecca, KV4QX, and Jim, KV4QY. They just have come aboard. Those will be the two instructors tonight. We'll have Rebecca and James. Now, if you have any questions, when we give you the question, we'll give the answer, and we'll give a little blurb about the question and answer. But if you have any comments, this is your opportunity to just say comment or anything you want to say, and come on in, and we'll listen for you. We want to help you if we can while we're right here together. Okay? We have everything together. Now, if you want to know where we are at this time, let's see if I can give it to you clearly. We are in the section of the extra class. We'll be looking at Echo 8, Alpha 01 through Echo 9, Alpha 18. Now we're going to do 12 questions and answers, so I'm going to turn it over probably to Rebecca. She's probably ready out there. And we'll be coming along listening right along with you. This is KD0CDQ. Take it away, Rebecca.
All right, well, I appreciate it, and thank you for getting us started this evening. And I appreciate Gordon giving us an alert call, because we had gotten busy with other things and let the time get away from us. All right, as you said, this is Rebecca of KV4QX, and we're starting we're primarily working with the sub-element Echo 8, and then we'll do part of Echo 9. All right, first of all, with Echo 8A, this section covers the AC waveforms, the sine wave, the square, sawtooth, and irregular waveforms, AC measurements, average and PEP of RF signals, Fourier analysis, analog to digital conversion, and digital to analog conversion. Well, with digital technology, it breaks your voice or television signal into binary code, a series of ones and zeros. It transfers it to the other end where another device, such as a phone, modem, or television, and it takes the numbers and reassembles them into the original signal. And the beauty of digital is that it knows what it should be when it reaches the end of the transmission. And that way, it's supposed to correct any errors that may have occurred in the data transfer. And what does all that mean to us? Clarity. In most cases, we'll get distortion-free conversations and clearer TV pictures. I'm going to break right here, and then we'll pick up the rest of this general information. Okay, the time taken for an AC waveform to complete one full pattern from its positive half to its negative half and back to the zero baseline, again, is called a cycle. And one complete cycle contains both a positive half cycle and a negative half cycle. The number of complete cycles that are produced within 1 second, as cycles per second, is called frequency. Frequency is measured in hertz. The peak value is the greatest value of either voltage or current that the waveform reaches during each half cycle, measured from the zero baseline. For pure sinusoidal waveforms, this peak value will always be the same for both half cycles. Now, with the Fourier analysis, looking that up, I find mathematics galore. Way over my head. But it's something that Fourier analysis is something we use every day without even realizing it. You got the cell phones, the disk drives, the DVD, JPEGs, and that all involve that fast, finite Fourier transform. So it's working behind the scenes for us, and I included resources with it. In the material to give you a little bit more information on that. And with the different waveforms, we'll cover that for a moment here. The sawtooth wave, or is a kind of a non-sinusoidal waveform. It's also named based on its resemblance to the teeth of a saw. The convention is that a sawtooth wave ramps upward, kind of like a slopes upward, and then sharply drops. However, in a reverse or an inverse sawtooth wave, the wave ramps downward and then sharply rises. It can also be considered the extreme case of an asymmetric triangle wave. With the sawtooth wave, you'll have the fundamental sinus wave, and all of the harmonics. You have the amplitude of the harmonics decrease with increasing frequency. And with the square wave, the fundamental wave is present there, and all the odd harmonics. Amplitude of harmonics decrease with increasing frequency. I'm going to break, and then we're going to pick up our first question. All right, our first question is Echo 8, Alpha 02. What type of wave has a rise time significantly faster than its fall time, or vice versa? And the correct answer is a sawtooth wave. Our second question, well, let's see if we have any comments. Well, we'll do comments after this section. Questions. What the second question Echo 8, Alpha 06. What is the approximate ratio of PEP to power? What is the approximate ratio of PEP to average power in a typical single sideband phone signal? Our correct answer is 2.5 to 1. And our third question we're going to cover, and then I'll break for comments and questions, is Echo 8, Alpha 11. What type of information can be conveyed using digital waveforms? And the answer options are human speech, video signals, data, and all of these choices are correct. And the correct answer is D. All of these choices are correct. We can transmit all of these through digital waveforms. Okay, we'll break for comments and questions. Okay, these others we're going to tackle one at a time. Echo 8B, modulation and demodulation. Have the modulation methods, modulation index, and deviation ratio, frequency, time division, multiplexing, orthogonal frequency division, and multiplexing. And our question reads, what is the deviation ratio of an FM phone signal having a maximum frequency swing of plus or minus 5 kHz when the maximum modulation frequency is 3 kHz? Our correct answer is 1.67. And that is a division a problem there to figure that out. Or if you're going to do like for the majority of the math problems, do it with memorization. With the FM deviation ratio, the modulation index will vary according to the frequency that is modulating the transmitted carrier and the amount of deviation. However, when designing a system, it is important to know the maximum permissible values, and this is given by the deviation ratio, and is obtained by inserting the maximum values into the formula for the modulation index. And thus, the deviation ratio can be defined as the ratio of the maximum carrier frequency deviation to the highest audio modulating frequency. So you have your deviation ratio, and it equals your maximum frequency deviation divided by your maximum modulation frequency. And I'm going to break for any comments and questions there.
Six, Victor. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, Gordon, and welcome.
Well, muchas gracias. I just wanted to say that this Echo 8 B05 with the frequency deviation and 3KC or 3 kilohertz of signal is covered very nicely in our information for the study guide. And it's very simple, just as the formula that you've given. In that particular question, if you just take that 5KC and divide it by the 3KC modulation frequency, you come up with 1.67. So that one's pretty straightforward, but I also notice that on that question, the answers that they give you a 0.167, and the correct answer, which is D in this case, is 1.67. So don't get tripped up in your knickers on that one. KY6V, go ahead, Rebecca.
Thank you, Gordon. That is a very valid point to be brought out, and we thank you for that. Our next question is Echo 8, Bravo 11. What is digital time division multiplexing? Our correct answer is two or more signals are arranged to share discrete time slots of a data transmission. Two or more signals are arranged to share discrete time slots of a data transmission. Now, with time division multiplexing, it allows multiple devices to communicate over the same circuit by assigning time slots for each device on the line. And devices communicating using TDM are typically placed in groups that are multiples of four. And each device is assigned a time slot where it will accept, where the TDM will accept an 8-bit character from the device, and then the frame is built and transmitted over the circuit. And another TDM on the other end of the circuit demultiplexes the frame. And hearing it written out this way seems a little confusing to me, but the diagram that was included in some of the stuff I looked at helped it make a little bit more sense to me when I was looking at it. And of course, with using it that much, it's not really settled in. And that goes back to a lot of the things we were talking about. This is basically memorization. What you're getting here, and through all the studies that you're doing, regardless of the sources, you're getting a lot of the basic material background to realize what all is out there. And then when you get into these newer areas, that's when you're really going to learn about them. And then with what you've gone over, you know where resource material is located and have a better idea of how you can find the answers and come up with it. Hey, I've heard about that. Let's see, I think I'll go this route to try to find the answers that I'm looking for. And that's a lot of what we're doing, is giving you the resource material and exposing you to it so that you can learn by doing with what is important to you in your ham radio hobby. All right, we'll pick up our next question. Is Echo 8C, digital signals, digital communication modes, information rate versus bandwidth, and error correction. And the question we're going to address here first is Echo 8, Charlie 02. What is the definition of symbol rate in a digital transmission? And our correct answer is C, the rate at which the waveform of a transmitted signal changes to convey information. In digital communications, we covered before this, the symbol rate, also known as the baud rate and modulation rate, is the number of symbol changes, waveform changes, or signaling events across the transmission medium per time unit. Using a digitally modulated signal, the symbol rate is measured in baud, or symbols per second. And see if you have any comments or questions before we go on to our next question. This is Rebecca, KV4QX. All right, our next question. Echo 8, C08. How does ARQ accomplish error correction? Our correct answer is, if errors are detected, a retransmission is requested. Automatic repeat request, ARQ, is a protocol for error control in data transmission. When the receiver detects an error in a packet, it automatically requests the transmitter to resend the packet, and this process is repeated until the packet is error-free or the error continues beyond a predetermined number of transmissions. ARQ is sometimes used with global system for mobile or GSM communication to guarantee data integrity. So they have a set number of times it will check for to get corrections, and after that, you're stuck with the error. All right, see if you have any comments or questions after this one.
All right, one comment in here. The ARQ version of any data is, of course, the most solid upon rate, because it is absolutely error free, if it's at all. The only thing is, if you come up with, say, 10 or whatever the number happens to be for error corrections, and once that's been exceeded, it won't go no further. It does not fit in anything to indicate that was an error, and then go on. But it just flat hangs up. You either get it right or you don't get it at all. And that's what error correction is. And that's forward error correction. And it's gonna get it right, or it is not gonna get it at all. So that's why say for example, packet, which is the most popular error correction, is packet radio, and packet radio 7 to 10 and 15 retries, and it'll retry under bad signals. And if it don't get it in that length of time, it just flat quits. That's that. It go and do something else. It mess with it again. So, and then the next hour, your system will come up and I'll try to send that message again. Perhaps it'll be better later on. So, it will not give you an error code or anything other than I can't get it. So that's absolute, and you can be assured of it. It once you transmit it, if it calls for correction and it don't get it, it don't go on no further. All right. Excuse me. In other words, if it does not get it, then it don't get it. But if you got it set for 10 retries and it takes 8 of them retries to get one right, then that count starts all over again. It's back to zero and it starts counting again. So that is certainly the much preferred when you're going to get something like traffic or something like that, where every letter does count, and it will do it, and I guarantee it does a good job of it. Now, Mr. Mickey, back to you.
All right, I appreciate that, Jim. And you pointed out some things that I was not familiar with that, and we do thank you for that. Our next question, we're going to section Echo 8 Delta, keying defects and overmodulation of digital signals, digital codes, and spread spectrum. Echo 8 Delta 03, how does the spread spectrum technique of frequency hopping work? Our correct answer is the frequency of the transmitted signal is changed very rapidly according to a particular sequence also used by the receiving station. Frequency hopping spread spectrum, or FHSS transmission, is the repeated switching of frequencies during radio transmission to reduce interference and avoid interception. It is useful to counter eavesdropping or obstruct jamming of telecommunications, and it can minimize the effects of unintentional interference. A little more detail of that. In FHSS, the transmitter hops between available narrowband frequencies within a specified broad channel in a pseudo-random sequence known to both sender and receiver. A short burst of data is transmitted on the current narrowband channel, then transmitter and receiver tune to the next frequency in the sequence for the next burst of data. In most systems, the transmitter will hop to a new frequency more than twice per second because no channel is used for long and the odds of any other transmitter being on the same channel at the same time are low. FHSS is often used as a method to allow multiple transmitter and receiver pairs to operate in the same space on the same broad channel at the same time. I'm going to break here, comments and questions.
Alright, this is, this broad spectrum is more commonly used in commercial applications, such as police and what have you. And that is communications that is hopping channel all the time. It knows where it's going to go next, but nobody else listening to it is going to be able to detect it because they didn't know where to go to start with. So it is in wide use today in the commercial mode and most especially in law enforcement, fire, so forth. They hop channel like this all the time for the sole purpose of having private communications. Now, back to Becky.
I can see where that would be real beneficial, where you've got sensitive material that does need to be transmitted. And alright, let's see. I'm going to move over and pick up Echo 8 Delta 07. And what is a common cause of overmodulation of AFSK signals? And our correct answer is excessive transmit audio levels. And that seems to fall. So excessive audio and overmodulation just go together there. And any comments, questions before we move on to our next one? I don't have any special material on this one. Okay, I'm going to start off with sub-element Echo 9. We're looking at starting off the section of antennas and transmission lines, and Gordon and Kathy get to finish this one up for you next week. We're going to be looking at the basic antenna parameters, radiation resistance, gain, beam width, efficiency, they got beam width listed in there twice, effective radiated power, and polarization. And our first question is Echo 9 Alpha 03. Why would one need to know the feed point impedance of an antenna? And our correct answer is to match impedances in order to minimize standing wave ratio on the transmission line. The feed point impedance is affected by the antenna's proximity to ground. So to get meaningful results, we usually want to make measurements with the antenna at a reasonable height. Unless you have very long arms or a very long stepladder, which is not recommended, this means connecting the analyzer to the antenna through a length of transmission line. Well, we now have a problem. Other than in very special cases, the impedance we measure with the analyzer will not be the antenna's feed point impedance. And the effects of this transmission line transformation can be extreme. For example, a feed point impedance of 25 ohms could measure 100 ohms on an analyzer connected to the antenna through a quarter wavelength of a 50 ohm coax cable. If you have any comments or questions on that one. All right, our next one. It's Echo 9 Alpha 08. And what is meant by antenna bandwidth? And the answer they're looking for is the frequency range over which an antenna satisfies a performance requirement. Any comments or questions? And our last question for the night is, what term describes station output, taking into account all gains and losses? And they're looking for effective radiated power. And that's something that has been mentioned in several of the sessions throughout this class period. All right. And let's see if there's any comments or questions. And anything else that somebody wants to cover, and we will listed another one down there. All right. I believe that has got it for us. And Jim's got something he wants to say here.
Watch again, tell you, and then you can say, I have been told. We want you to be sure you do not memorize the letter A, B, C, and D, which you get an A, B, C, and a D on it, but they'll be totally different, I guarantee you. They will not be the same. They will be the exact same question with the exact same answer, but the answers will be choked around differently. So, by all means, forget that. it just ain't gonna happen. So, do not try to memorize those numbers, I mean those letters, because that's no good. It's been our pleasure to have been your instructor this time and the first time that we did it, and we certainly appreciate it. Next week we'll have the great team of Mr. Gordon. Well, not a great baby there, but he's got a wonderful teammate, and that's Miss Kathy. So, anyway, we certainly ask you to, by all means, tune them in and see how this thing was supposed to win, anyhow. That's all I have. We'll turn it back to Becky.
All right, thanks, Jim. And as he said, we have enjoyed it. I have learned a lot, and I've got a lot of things I'm going to read through even more intensely, and I hope you, everyone, is the absolute best on your test. Go in there rested. Do those practice exams online. I was able to trip across some I have not checked in the last few years to see if that one is still available that I used, that I enjoyed so much, where you could go through each section and that you're weak on and focus on that one real strong until you're comfortable with that, and where it would chart, plot your progress with it and all. But find one that you're comfortable with and just do it over and over and over until you're comfortable with the questions and the answers, and so you can go into there and take your test with peace of mind, knowing that you're routinely getting well above the minimum. And because just the nerves of being there taking tests, if you're like me and a lot most other folks out there, you're going to have a tendency to question whether you're being accurate with it anyway, just because of the fact to take test taking. And so that way you'll overcome a lot of those nerves, and the answers will come to you. I was very pleased about that. So anyway, hope you all have a great experience with it. I hope every one of you passes it. If there's any way that we can help answer questions or chew the fat, find some another resource for you, we'll be glad to. Just give us a holler, and we look forward to catching you again. This is Rebecca, KV4QX, and Jim, KV4QY.
Can't thank you enough, Rebecca and James. Thank you very much. This is KD0CDQ. Thanks for getting us through that material. You've done a fine job on Sunday and here on Tuesday. But here we go again. Next Sunday and next Tuesday, we've got another duo that's going to come to bat. We will have Kathy and Gordon. Kathy and Gordon will be back with us next Sunday and next Tuesday. And what they will be covering on Sunday night, the group will be Echo 9, Bravo 01, through Echo 9, Echo 13. That's the group they'll be covering on Sunday, August 14th. So just like the Olympics, the show goes on. So if anybody has any questions about anything covered this evening or anything thus far before we turn off the recordings, please come on now with any questions or any comments you might have. KD0CDQ opening the floor. Well, I didn't hear anybody falling through the floor. So I guess there wasn't any comments or any questions about what we've covered thus far. And just as Rebecca said, get a studying. Get on that QRZ.com and start doing those Q&As. The only way you're going to drive it in is to keep hitting those questions and getting it down. Okay, unless anyone else have a comment, I'm going to ask everyone to please be quiet right now so that Gordon can disconnect his recording, and I will turn my recording off. It must be silent while we do this disconnect. So thank you. This is KD0CDQ. Let's be quiet, and Gordon will let us know when he's disconnected. Over.
Okay. Thanks for that, Mike. We did very well. We had some heavy weather coming through here, but it didn't knock the power out or anything like that. So we're in good stead on the recordings. I want to thank you and also George, who were recording his backups. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stand by one. We'll be right back with you. We're going to kill the tape machine. Stand by, please.
This has been the South Cars Outreach Program. Join us again next time for another an hour series of training sessions for amateur radio operators. Goodbye for now.